तो क्या कहना है मौलाना? الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى كم وانيرا What is your purpose for coming here to the Darul Uloom?
To do
hips. To do hips, mashallah. Somebody else? Somebody else? To learn the Quran. Yes. Eh? Hips. MashaAllah. To do hips and to learn the Quran is to please Allah, which is very, very great. But the real purpose that we should also keep in mind why we are here is which Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif. And what is that? That kunu rabbaniyin. That become rabbani. Rabbani means Allah wala, man of Allah. People who are connected with Allah Ta'ala. And a person connects with Allah Ta'ala in various ways by becoming hafiz also, by becoming alim also. And then to recognize Allah Ta'ala, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. To be obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, all that a person becomes connected, he becomes a man of Allah. And so Allah Ta'ala says that is our object. And how do we know that Allah is telling us, people who are in the Darul Uloom, who are becoming Hafiz, Alim? Because in front Allah Ta'ala says, Bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ The learning of the Kitab, the Quran, learning the Quran, becoming Hafiz, the purpose of that, Allah say, is that we become men of Allah. And all what we are coming for Sabah, Fajr time, all the time, we are learning Sabah, we are learning Sabah Dur, everything we are doing Dur, all that what we are learning, the main object is not just to become Hafiz and finish. But the final destination is that we become man of Allah. We become connected with Allah Ta'ala. So always try and keep that in mind. That is our object. To become the man of Allah Ta'ala. To become Rabbani. To become Allah Wa'ala. One is a Hafiz. We become Hafiz. And one is a Hafiz, a Rabbani. Hafiz who is connected with Allah. He performs his five times namaz also. And he always wears Islamic clothes also, not only in the madrasa, but even holidays. We make our five times namaz, not only when we're in the madrasa, but even when we're in holidays. We have good character, we don't use bad language. Yeah, in the madrasa also, we don't fight amongst ourselves, swear, argue, etc. Even when we go home, there also we don't fight with anyone. We don't use bad language, etc. And we try and not keep a cell phone. If we have to keep in the madrasa, not allowed. Not allowed. But other times if we keep, then not to one with internet and all the filthy things on the internet, just for necessity. We have to contact somebody, somebody has to contact, but not for anything wrong. So that also we should always try and keep in mind. So that is what Allah wants us to become. One is a Hafiz, who just is a Hafiz. And one is Hafiz a Rabbani. And the person who is Hafiz a Rabbani, Hafiz who's connected with Allah Ta'ala, he's got great virtues and great value by Allah Ta'ala. In the hadith it comes, Inna lillahi ahleen. Allah has got family. Not family like this is my brother or my sister or my mother or father, but like family, people are close to one another. Like that, there are people who are close to Allah Ta'ala. Then the Sahaba asked, Man hum ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are they? Who's the family of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hum ahlul Qur'an, the people of the Qur'an. And this refers mainly to those who are becoming Hafiz. And together with that, any person who is not connected, reading a lot of Qur'an Sharif, and is connected with the Qur'an Sharif, he will be also included. But mainly it is for the Hafiz of the Qur'an. Hum ahlullah wa khasatuhu. They are the family of Allah, that means they are very close, and very special people by Allah. So we should try and become like that. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif, in the hadith it comes, Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayk. The Quran is a proof, is evidence for you, or it is evidence against you. If we don't practice on the Quran, we're not making our five times namaz, our dressing is bad, our language is bad, all wrong things we are doing, then the Quran will be an evidence against us. And if we are doing all the right, we're reading Quran like, yeah, mashallah, how Maulana, Maulana Safwan, all have kept a system. Fajr time you are up, you are reading Quran, whole day you are reading, at night you are reading. A person who carries on like this in his life, not so much how you do now, but afterwards also you carry on reading Quran Sharif, Fajr time, during the day sometime, then this Quran will be evidence and proof for you. It will be with you. Otherwise it will be against you. And the evidence of the Quran will be so strong on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will be able to fight against that evidence. So Allah gave us a great opportunity and a great Darul Uloom. You have got away from everyone and everything. Yeah, you are free just to learn Quran, read Quran, Sharif, etc. So learn, become a good Hafiz and build our character also. And bring Deen also in our lives, inshallah. And also, one last thing I will say, which our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, always used to say, that in the Hadith Sharif it comes, Inna Ashraf al-Nas, the most honorable, the most respectable, the greatest people, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and not in the Muslims, but Inna Ashraf al-Nas, all people. We might think he's a president, or we might think he's a big businessman, or we might think he's a big professor, or anything else. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given the greatest knowledge. He says the greatest person is Hamalatul Quran, the person who carries the Quran, the Hafiz of the Quran. In the eyes of Allah, he's the greatest person. Waqa'imul Layl, and the person who makes Tahajjud Namaz. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said both these things in one hadith. So it appears that the Hafiz of Quran must make Tahajjud also. And Tahajjud is one of the easiest namazes. Shaitan, our enemy, he put it in our mind, Tahajjud is very hard. You can't manage. If I get up for Tahajjud, whole day I'm tired, my mind is not functioning, I can't think properly. But Tahajjud is the easiest namaz. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha, all any namaz you make after your isha namaz. And isha, alhamdulillah, we all make our isha, 4 rakats faraz and 2 sunnats. The minute you have made 4 faraz and 2 sunnats, your isha namaz is done. You want to read more nafil, no problem. Witr namaz is a separate namaz, it's not part of isha. We read it after isha, but it is a separate namaz. Isha namaz, you make your 4 sunnats before faraz, you make your 4 faraz, you make 2 sunnats, you make 2 nafil, very good. But the basics of isha is 4 faraz and 2 sunnats. So in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever nafil you read after your isha, your 4 faraz and 2 sunnats, fahuwa min al-layl, that is of tahajjud namaz, that is qiyam al-layl, and you get the sawab of tahajjud namaz. So after making our isha, 4 faraz, 2 sunnats, we all got wuzu. We are all here in the masjid, environment of namaz. To make even just 2, minimum of tahajjud is 2 rakats. To just make 2 rakats, what difficulty is it? It doesn't take long. It's not difficult. And you don't have to sleep and get up again. It isn't after middle of the night. The awwal waqt, the first time of tahajjud, is the minute you are finished your isha, tahajjud. Tahajjud time and witr time is the same. And after isha, we all make witr namaz. After we finish our 4 faraz, we make 2 sunnahs. And in Ramzan, we make witr with jama'at. Why? Why can we read? Because the time is started. Otherwise, the best time for witr also is after tahajjud, the last namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should always read it right at the end. But it is permissible, yeah, this is the oval work of witr also, and tahajjud time also it is the oval work. The best time for tahajjud undoubtedly is about 4 o'clock nowadays, 4:30. That is the best time for tahajjud. But you can make it after Isha, the time is start. So everyone can make. It's not difficult for anyone to make. And I'll just mention this. 4 great benefits of making tahajjud namaz. One is, it is da'bu saliheen. It is the practice of the pious people. Our Shaykh should explain this, rahmatullah alayh, that there is one register kept by Allah of the names of all the saliheen, the pious people, from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah. So whoever makes tahajjud, even just the 2 rakats, his name will come in that register. So our name comes amongst the saliheen. In that, what a great thing it is. Eh? The second thing is, قُرْبَةُ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. You become the favorite, the VIP by Allah Ta'ala. Not VIP in this dunya only, but on the day of Qiyamah, when we come out of our qabr, those who used to make the tahajjud regularly, then announcement will be made. Where are those people who used to make tahajjud? They will stand up. Allah will say, come straight under the shadow of my ash. It will be, what a hot day on that day. The bottom will be melting copper. People, and how you can't imagine how big it will be and what problems people will be saving. But all who make tahajjud, they will get placed under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Third, manhiyatun anil ithm. It will stop you from making, committing of gunas. That many of us, we don't like to make gunas. But we are weak, we get tempted, we fall into guna. The hajjud will give you that power to stay away from guna. Manhiyatun anil ithm. And also, it is one more thing, da'bu salihin, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum, and mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. All your past sins will also be forgiven. By making tahajjud, Allah will forgive us our sins. And Allah will protect us from committing sins in the future. So all will try, inshallah. After your 4 farz of Isha, we all have to make. That is our farz, we got no choice. Then 2 sunnats also we all are making. Just even make just 2 rakats of nafil namaz. Then make your witr. So from now, like this boy is 11 years, one day he can say from the age of 11 I was making tahajjud. And whoever starts here, very soon Allah make it easy for him to get up 4 o'clock, up past 4, and make tahajjud also. So all of us will do that, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.